You're listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, March 9th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Wow, this kicks your butt, doesn't it?
You know what it does? And I did something that I usually never do.
What's that?
I got up this morning, and the clock by the bed,
yeah,
even though it's, you know, electric and stuff,
it didn't change time.
It didn't change until I got up and thought, oh, wow, I can't believe I actually got
up. I can sleep in. I got another hour, right?
No, I thought, okay, I'm getting up at the right time, which I didn't think it would.
It's like, well, how weird is that?
Then about 10 minutes later, I saw my phone.
No, your phone was right. Yeah.
Crap. Yeah. It's not that. It's an hour later. So I'm a little behind this morning.
The thing that I dislike about daylight saving time, because I am a big fan of it, not to save money, but I like it lighter later, is how dark it is early in the year at this hour.
Yeah.
Now, the sun just came up a little while ago. So we're just kind of like, you know, it's like, you know, the kids are standing out in the dark at the bus stop, and that's kind of dangerous and stuff. So,
well, above and beyond all, you know, child safety and stuff, I really don't like to wake up when it's still dark.
You don't like to wake up, period. What? I've met you. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. We will soldier on. What's going on today?
Well, someone went through Kim Kardashian's old tweets.
Oh, God.
And discovered 26... There was probably far more.
Probably 2,600. What?
But I think they stopped at 26. Ridiculous questions she's posed to her followers. Questions like, do peanuts have carbs? Or how do you spell tanorexic anyway?
Tanorexic?
Is this even a word?
Is it? Is tanorexic a word?
And we don't have enough time to riff on all 26 of them.
Oh, too bad.
That we wish.
Too bad.
And like I said, I think he probably stopped at 26 thinking, well, I could be here all night. Here's a couple of the really fun ones
year.
We discovered, like this from February 2010. Does anyone know why Bill Cosby's eyes look the way they do? Is he going blind? I love him. Reminds me of my dad.
Ooh. That's awkward now, isn't it?
Oh, this one from 2011. Do identical twins have the same exact DNA? Like if one twin murders someone and leaves their DNA, can the other twin get blamed?
Now, wait a minute. That one makes sense. That one's not so bad. I mean, I don't know. Does anybody know? That actually makes sense. What year was that from?
That's from 2011.
Who went back all this way to look at her tweets from 10 years ago?
Someone that's really, really bored.
Good God. Get a life, people. But I do wonder about the DNA thing.
And then this one.
That's what I have in common.
Have you ever thought someone was kind of cool, like their vibe, and then saw their tweets and realized they are so lame? LOL.
Yeah, actually, Kim, we have...
Usually it doesn't take
does
that long.
Does she still
long.
Use Twitter?
I
mean,
have
does
no
she
idea.
Still use Twitter?
I don't yes, know. Actually okay. She does.
I think she uses them all.
Uh-huh.
I think Twitter and Instagram are her two favorites, I think.
I think.
Suppose.
Whatever she can. Yeah. Whatever.
What
she,
was the old joke?
Whatever she can show a naked picture on.
Twitter's for idiots and Instagram's for people who can't read Twitter or something like that. What was the old joke?
I don't know. I don't think I've heard that, but I like it.
Aye.
I don't know.
So. Only 26.
This person needs a life.
Yeah.
No,
oh
like
God.
I said, they can't go. They can only go back so far. Actually, if you went back to 2010,
you can go back to 20. I think you can go
back.
And you
only found
that.
26. I don't think you were looking hard enough.
I don't know.
This person may have had a.
Well,
couple
you
too
pass
many
over.
Now
look, okay, because of this show, okay, confession time.
Uh oh.
Because of this show,
yes,
I follow Kim Kardashian on Instagram. And I'm sorry that I do, because there's nothing funny. She'll post stories with, I don't know what you call them, 27 or 30 panels of stuff, however long is the maximum. Every one of them is an ad for one of her other products, from Skims to makeup to recommendations. And she's getting paid for every one of them. Every time I watch that story, so I've stopped watching her stories.
Oh,
because, you know, I'm not getting show content. I'm looking for jokes.
Jeez. Kim, help a brother out.
We don't have a research department here.
Help a DJ out.
You know, or a staff of writers in a writing room that can write this stuff. We got to write it ourselves. It's kind of sucks, actually. But anyway, maybe I should follow her on Twitter. My thing is, I have a Twitter. I just don't get it. You know, it's like, it's hard to find stuff. It's not user-friendly.
It's hard for me to follow.
It's not user-friendly. Insta is great because all their little stories are up the top of the screen. So go beep, bup, 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 bup. And I can get right to it. And Facebook, I'm just used to it, even with all the changes. But Twitter, man. Twitter's hard. Twitter's hard.
Someone will post a comment, and then you have to follow that. And then,
well, I get the thread thing because Reddit's like that. All of those are like that. The thread thing's like, it's like your comments in Facebook. They're just not as pretty. Maybe that's it.
Or as obvious.
Maybe it's because, right, there you go. I need
Don't
that.
Make me work for this crap.
I need pretty and obvious in my life. More of it.
Did you catch 60 Minutes last night?
You know what? I didn't because I was at Disneyland last night riding one of the best damn rides in the world. I think it's probably... No, I've not been to Universal to see all the big Harry Potter rides, but finally got on Rise of the Resistance. OMG, you got to ride that. You got to ride that. It's worth the trouble.
It's worth the trouble.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeedy.
Mm-mm. Anyway, didn't see 60 Minutes. Did you?
I usually don't.
Yeah.
But Dolly Parton was on.
So there you go.
Maybe I'll pull a clip. And she was asked at what age she thought she should be to retire.
Huh.
Did her she shed burn?
Anyway.
God help the person who tries to burn Dolly Parton she shed.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Man. I'll go beat him up.
Yep.
She said she didn't plan on ever retiring.
Good on you, Dolly.
She even thinks it would be a hoot to pose for the cover of Playboy for her 75th, same as she did in 1978.
Oh, wow.
She says her boobs are still the same.
I'm sure they are. But Playboy isn't. Do they even publish a real magazine anymore? I haven't seen.
Have you been looking?
I haven't.
You're kind of an internet guy.
I thank you for that. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You know what the internet's good for? Looking on Instagram at Halle Berry's Instagram. That's not porn per se.
It's artistic.
It's just a little tease. That's all it
artistic
is. Just
tease.
Like Halle. She's a little tease. Yes, she is. I wonder if she's got a she shed.
And God really help the person who tries to burn her.
No kidding. Kick her butt. All right, we're out of here. Back with more for Volley tomorrow. And hopefully, we'll be a little more awake. Hopefully. Have a good day.
Get on
Twitter.
It's going to be a long day.
See you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.